We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with a hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Do you know, there's no substitute in the thinking of man for the love of God. I have had so many people say to me, if God loves me, why does he do so and so? If you can once settle the question that God does love you, that God loved you so much he gave his son to die for you, if you once can settle that question, you'll know what to do in the time of trouble. Some people get in trouble and they go jump in the river. Some people take some strychnine. Some people blow a hole in the head. But a person that knows the love of God, when sorrow comes, they turn to God. Now, sorrow came to this home. It was evidently a very happy family. They had each other, brother, sister. There they were. And so they said, go tell Jesus that the one he loves is sick. We'll send for him. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing? He loves you. Isn't that the most precious thing you in the world? Sometimes you wonder, as they wondered possibly for a little while, well, why doesn't he come on? Sometimes, you know, human nature is human nature. Isn't it one thing that God knows our frame? He remembers that we're dust. He knows our limitations. He knows what we are. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our shortcomings. And he looks at us and says, yonder she is. She doesn't understand very well. She doesn't know much, you know. And I just have to go along, and maybe she won't quite understand me someday. Well, you're not supposed to understand God. I never understood my father. I never even knew some of the words he said, but I knew his love, and that was satisfying. If you once get this thing fixed, if you're a child of God, if you are born again now, if you're a Christian, if you are really saved, if you're really saved, are you really saved? Settle that question. Are you dead sure about this thing? That you can look up and call God your Father and know that he's your Father because you accepted Jesus Christ, his Son, as your Savior. Oh, how many people have written me from time to time and said, I have a very serious problem in the face at a certain time. Won't you pray for me? I know God loves me and I want you to pray for me. God will get me, lead me very definitely, you know. So now they said, well, we better send for Jesus. You know, he loves Lazarus. You know, he's been here. We saw his love manifested. And as you look back over your life, can't you see the hand of God guiding you along the way? It's so easy to forget the good things that God does for us. It's easy for us to forget the good things sometimes people do for us. It's easy sometimes for us to forget to how good our mother was, or wife was, or husband was, or father was. We forget sometimes how good a friend was. I know. I've seen folks forget. You know, I've done things for people so kindly, and then everything I could do never harmed them in my life. Never harmed a hair on the head. And I'd go ahead, and then sometimes they'd become your enemy, see? And line up with your enemy. Line up with them. When you've done everything on earth in your heart as God knew you could do, you've had that kind of experience. It's so easy to forget, see, that God loves us, and so easy sometimes to get that our friends love us. It's so easy for us to get those things, you know. We forget, you know, but they didn't forget. Sorrow came around. They said, well, Jesus would be some comfort if he was here. And Lazarus would probably get well because he's a miracle-working Savior. And he loves Lazarus. Oh, yes, he does love him. He loves the vilest sinner. He hates the sinner of sin. But he loves a sinner. He never condones sin. He never winks at it. Don't you ever get to think you can put anything over on Jesus. His eyes are eyes of holiness, and he sees through your heart. And he hates every sin you've ever committed. He never condones it. He hates it. He hates it with an infinite hatred. Because he bore it in his body on the cross and suffered the tortures of a damned at Calvary that you and I might be saved. So he hates your sin, all right, but he loves you. He loves a man that blasphemes his name. He loves a woman that lives in sin. He loves all of these modernistic, infidel religious leaders of America. One of them had called Jesus Christ a dirty bully. And somebody else said, called God Almighty a dirty bully in the Old Testament. All that kind of situation. All that crowd. He loves them. But, oh, I hate that blasphemy. I hate that sin. But now, wait a minute. They said, in a certain sense, we have fellowship with him. You know, he's been now home. He's at home here. We're at home with him. And he loves Lazarus. And go tell him that the one he loves is sick. And he won't forget. No, he wouldn't forget. He never forgets. Oh, love that will not let me go. The love of God. You know, people told me about a hell. I never have understood a man that could say, well, I know God loves me. He loves me too much to damn me. Now, think about a fellow like that, that live in sin because he knows God does love him. But he goes on day in, day out, living a sinful life. And he said, oh, God loves me. Now, think of a child that would say, my mother loves me, she won't spank me. My daddy loves me, he won't whip me. I'm going to be as mean as I please. Because daddy loves me and mother loves me. Because they love me, I'll be mean. Listen, if you sin against God because you say God loves you and won't send you to hell, you ought to go to hell. You're the meanest man I know. You're just so mean you ought to go to hell. And you will go because you sin against infinite love. Now, it's wonderful to say, well, go tell him that the one he loves is sick. He never forget Lazarus. He loves Lazarus. Yeah, he never forgets any child of his. Sometimes everything may look awfully dark to you. You say, well, could it be he loves me? Oh, yes, he loves you. You may not understand some things as they didn't understand, because he didn't run right over there. He said it was for the glory of God, you see. Anything is for the glory of God's good for his children. See? If it's for God's glory, it's for your good. Let's remember that now. That's a good saying, remember. Anything that's for God's glory is good for a child of God. Anything that's not good for God's glory, anything that's not for the glory of God, that doesn't exalt Jesus Christ to the right place, is not good for you if you're a child of God. Remember that. So, they sent for me. He said, he loves me. Isn't it wonderful to have somebody to call on when your heart aches, when sorrow comes? What did you do if you couldn't pray? I don't know what people do about it. I can't figure out how they get along. I'm not surprised some of them kill themselves. But you know, we Christians know what to do. We go around and talk to God. God that loves us. God is love. Is love. Listen, infinite love wrapped up in every heartbeat of God. Love. Compassion. Tenderness. Like as a father pitieth his child, so the Lord pitieth him and feareth him. Like one whom his mother comforts. Never leaves us, never forsakes us. Lo, I'm with you always. Oh, yes, he was there with Lazarus in spirit. But he's now in a very definite sense with us. He said, I won't leave you alone. I'll go back, but I will leave you without comfort. And I'll pray the Father when I get up there. And he'll send you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in our bodies. Dwells in our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. As I sit here in front of this mic at this table talking to you now, I'm saved. I'm under the blood of Christ. The Holy Spirit, the other self of Jesus, is in my body. I'm sure when I talk to you this way and I'm saying what he won't say, because the Holy Spirit exalts Christ. Holy Spirit doesn't exalt the church. He doesn't exalt programs. He exalts Jesus. He shall testify of me. He doesn't even testify of the churches to a Christian. He testifies of Jesus, who builds his church, which is the body of Christ. He testifies of Jesus. You can always judge the measure of the power of the Holy Ghost in any meeting by the exaltation of Jesus Christ. If Jesus is played down, then the Holy Ghost isn't doing it. The devil's doing it. No matter what kind of power they may be tied up with it. If he's played up and exalted and magnified, you can say the Holy Spirit's operating. He's doing it. He's speaking because he exalts Jesus Christ. So, isn't it wonderful? Say, aren't you glad you're saved? Listen, aren't you glad you're a child of God? Do you just say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me? Thank you for loving me. Thank you that when I came to you a poor lost sinner and couldn't redeem myself, you just took me in. Thank you, Jesus. And can't you just tell him you're sorry you haven't loved him more? Just tell him. Talk to him. Tell him you're sorry that you haven't loved him and been faithful to him. And tell him today, as you start this new day, God helping you, you'll endeavor to be completely surrendered, all out for Jesus Christ. He'll take up your life, and he'll guide you along the way, and he'll direct you what have you do. He'll keep you near himself. Isn't it wonderful? He whom thou lovest is sick. Go tell him. The one that you love, oh, he loves you too, in a special way if you're his child. He loves you as a sinner, but he can't condone your sin. If you don't trust him, you're lost. But if you trust him, you'll be saved. By the glorious grace and power of a risen Christ, you'll be saved. And you'll become a child of God then. As many as received him, he gave them the right to become a child of God. I'm a child of God by right. I've got a right to call God my Father. Jesus gave me that right. I trust him as my Savior. I received it. And I have a right to come up and say, Father, call God Father. You have a right if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you've no right to call God your Father. The devil's your father. But you can become a child of God by saving faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, he loves you. And you can send for him whenever your heart's ache. And you can talk to him in the midst of joys, too. Our Father, we thank thee for the love of God. The love that follows poor lost sinners. And the love that sent Christ to the cross. Help us to be faithful to him and true to him. And lead us by thy Spirit in the way thou hast have us go. May we be all out for our blessed Lord. We pray in his name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.